So, last night there was match, the greatest match of all time. You can say, we all know about the special, the clash of Spanish giants, the El Clasico. So the match was great. Literally had goosebumps all over me, and some instance was so good that I can't forget them. I've been watching football for around like now 12 years, 13 years, supporting Barcelona for more almost of 9 years of all of them. And I don't think Barcelona had a worst run of their whole season like this. They are playing like crumbs. I know it's people say it's a revolution, Barcelona is coming out of a rut, but it's not normal actually. This is not Barcelona does. At the first half, when I saw Barcelona playing, I was sure this is the red and blue strips I want to see. For 5 minutes, I almost switched off my cell phone, my laptop, and went to bed. But then, the love for something makes you get up. So after that, I got up, watched the match again. First half was bad, actually bad. Mariata played good. There are many young players coming from La Masia playing good, like Mariata, Fati, and other players. Moiba was so great yesterday. Moiba is actually a great player. He should have started. I don't know why he wasn't given a chance to start. He needs the exposure, this kind of exposure right now. And Zidane is technically so sound that you can't just throw any simple things at him. He's like Albert Einstein. Not Albert Einstein, that's too much. But you can say he's something like Albert Einstein for mathematics. He just, or Newton for mathematics, just he solves equations. He will solve simple equations like that. You don't need to, so you have to give him some surprise of element of surprise. Like when I remember Luis Enrique was there, he used to make a Messi play as a CM. That was, was a great shock to him for Zidane. And Luis Enrique, I think Luis Enrique, Guardiola, and these managers were the best of their times. Well, okay, first half was bad. We got two goals scored. That Toni Kroos free kick was just out of luck. We all know that. But let's say Real Madrid fans won't agree on that. After that, the second half was great too. It wasn't bad actually. Dembele was shit, actually shit. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I love all the players, and I have loved all the players yet, but Dembele isn't showing any initiative yet. He's a great talent. He has a lot of potential, but zero, zero, zero initiative. He don't want to play. He don't want to put effort. It's like he wants to be the greatest, but he doesn't have the heart in him. Moving on, first half we got two goals scored, one by Benzema, second by Toni Kroos. And after the second half, we moved on, and that the Jordi Alba, the Griezmann came in. That Griezmann is actually a decent player, and was quite excited when he was joining Barcelona. But now I think that was a bad decision for him. Maybe Griezmann doesn't fit in Barcelona, Barcelona doesn't fit in Griezmann. I don't know what the problem is, but it's not working out right now. But whatever it was, Griezmann, Jordi Alba on the left wing passed the ball. It was not a very high-rise ball, but had a bit of curl in it. And the Griezmann left the ball that made all the that beat, I guess, all the defense, and everyone was awestruck for that. I in the whole game, the only best thing Griezmann did with the ball was the leaving the ball actually. But it was good. And Moeba, sorry Moeba, Mangiata was there and he scored a great half volley, and that was, I love that, I love that part. The game was superb, I would say. As a for as a Barcelona fan, I hated the game, but as a football fan, that was the best game I have seen this season in La Liga, hands down. But let's say, and first half, sorry, I forgot to talk about the cross Messi made, the corner he took. Oh my god, I was like shit out of my pants. This, I was really about to sweat if that had got in. I would have goosebumps. He curled the ball from the corner and got almost an Olympic goal. Oh my god, that instant I can't forget. We have to talk about it. After second half, we move on. We played good. Barcelona showed initiative, tried hard. Roberto came in. Roberto is good. Busquets, I don't know why he is not the player he used to be. He was a backbone of Barcelona, but maybe age, or maybe I don't know what is, but he's not improving. He's not being at the level he used to be. He was a legend. Now he is playing like a mediocre and average CDM. Pedri was okay. Pedri was not very good, maybe because he's playing a lot of games, so fatigue was maybe the reason. Dest was almost in the pocket yesterday because Mendy has a quite same pace as Dest, so if you have a both pacey left, pacey right back for and pacey wings, so they almost cancel out each other if they are good. After that, the highlight in the second half were that it almost have gotten, but saved by the pole. Ter Stegen was superb. Ter Stegen, I would say Ter Stegen is doing what De Gea did to United in La Liga. That's what I'm saying, believe me. After that, in the last 1 or 2 minutes, it was so amazing. It was just denied by the bar. Moeba controlled the ball on the chest and put the foot through it, and it was almost. And I was like about to scream, and my voice was in my voice was almost gone, and the goosebumps, and I was shivering, and it just hit the pole and came back, and I was like, okay. Ter Stegen tried to push a volley, but it got some player by the Barcelona player and came back, and again there was a volley that hit the top of the net, and it was really, really heartbreaking. But yeah, you know, it was a great game. I think the problem, I don't hate Real Madrid. Let's talk of the rivalry and you know, of the match. I think I don't hate Real Madrid. What I hate about Real Madrid is the fan base. Actually, in my circle, the people I know, most of them don't even follow Real Madrid. They follow specific players, and it's okay that you follow specific players, but you can't ride Hala Madrid for just because you like Benzema or you like Ramos. Or maybe you like Ronaldo once, so you just write Hala Madrid whenever Barcelona loses, and that's irritating. That stuff simulates my brain. You know, when it comes to, I say, you remember the time when nowadays the people who support Real Madrid are mostly not Real Madrid fans. They are just like small more portion that are like, yeah, Real Madrid is a great team, we will support them, but we have to win against Barcelona type, their mentality. They post just to make Barcelona fans feel shit. We have won everything. We have seen highs, lows, but never posted shit like that. That's the rivalry that will go on forever. But the biggest thing I hate about Real Madrid is not the team, is the fan base, and that's really the shit. I mean, you don't. They don't even watch the matches. They don't even have seen any match yet. I can surely say the 15 people I know who support Real Madrid, 14 of them haven't watched single match in La Liga, even this El Clasico they haven't watched. They are just posting shit, they are talking shit, I don't know, they want to be socially acceptable or just to irritate people or what. So that's for the today. Let's see, we can post regularly or not, but it was great. Thank you. Bye bye. Hello all, welcome to this podcast yet again. I'm here to talk about the things I love about football and I adore about football. But today we will not talk basically about the things we generally do. Today I want to talk something special. Generally, we talk about how the players perform and how the teams played and different other aspects and analyze the game. But today, I think there is a more severe topic we need to address right now. Like, the fan base history of Barcelona is deteriorating. Like, when I started following Barcelona, the fan base was so good. I'm not sure the fan base was good or we were winning trophies or etc. That was the reason, but believe me, the fans won't say anything about any player, whatever in performance he gave. I remember Vidal performing really bad. Still, the people were happy with him. They were content that he is there. They love the club. Nowadays, it's getting worse. So we should consider this as jumping to conclusion. This topic is jumping. In the match Barcelona versus Granada, in which Mats doesn't perform very good, but it's just that after looking the seeing the match, just started evaluating Mats' career performance on this game. That was very frustrating for me, basically, personally for me. I don't know about you guys, but sure it was for me. What they start to forget is that Granada only had two shots on target. And you are just, what should I say? So was Mess supposed to stop the off-target shots to increase his tally of saves also? That just don't make sense. It's stupid, wouldn't it be? How can a goalkeeper save shot if he's not been involved in a game where the other team was parking the bus and had less shots on the target? They weren't making any chances, they were just playing all 11-12 players on the on the defense. Even the coach was there, coach was trying to get into the defense and, so that Messi couldn't score and Barcelona couldn't get through them. That's ridiculous. There were match when he was tested for more than 10 occasions in a single match, and not against some team like Granada, but it was Real Madrid, the biggest Champions League, dominant Champions League side, who later won the title, probably the best team in La Liga, I can say, right now. The world witnessed something extraordinary, 12 saves, not just normal saves, but either greater performance from Barcelona goalkeeper against them. Believe me, if I have to order all the goals that Barcelona ever had, I would put Mats any day above everyone. That's just how it is. So there goes your point about having no saves in the game like this, when literally you had two shots on target and credit them, they were clinical as fuck. Come on, man. Now let's come to the two shots that he did came across and was not able to save eventually. I think we can all agree that the last goal from Granada was impossible to stop for any goalkeeper in the world. PSG's positioning, Roberto defensively were massively exposed. You can all believe that. So the match did not get a deciding goal, which was met for at least some relief. So Munier and Umtiti were involved in the first goal. Now let's talk the first goal. The second goal will come to it later, but first analyze the first goal. One could say that the Mets could have been done a better perform, save it, but isn't that the point? Ask any goalkeeper in the world. Showing him the goal that he has conceded, he will always tell you the same thing, that he couldn't have done that better. But the goals never stop. It's football, bro. No matter how good you are at the football, you had conceded goals. Goalkeepers have conceded more than 1,000 goals against Messi, Ronaldo, or any other athlete, but that doesn't make Neuer, Jack, Wendsaw, Buffon, Casillas, Oblak, or any other overrated. They are world-class goalkeepers, and they will stay like this, no matter how hard you try to criticize them for goals they have conceded. Neuer is arguably one of the greatest goalkeepers in the last decade. He's having a bad season right now. You can just open his matches and see that. Now I'll just give away the best performance of his career against Man City in the most important series of the competition. De Gea was world class, is not even getting selected for Manchester United. That's really disturbing. We didn't lose because of Mets. We lost the game because of individual mistakes. Everyone knew it. But still they had shared these images to prove that point of having an own overrated goalkeeper in their team. While others would go over to the moon to say that their Navas and other their Neuer and their Casillas were the world-class goalkeeper of time, regardless of the goals they conceded in their career. So the point is, even the greatest goalkeeper and the brightest talents are having worst time of their career, and Mets performance against Granada is not even close to what they are having on the pitch. I even saw someone say that Neto should have started off Mets, even if he's injured. I think it's fair to end my podcast with the remark that I mentioned about the start Neto instead of Mets. Mets is to Russell going on two directives. You have all seen that show. Marty, the greatest character for me, basically, says to Russell, do you have a chapter in one of those books on jumping to conclusions? You attach an assumption to piece of evidence. You start to bend the narrative to support it and projections. If you don't find this relatable right now, I don't know what you will. So basically, I would say that you shouldn't jump to conclusions. Give people a benefit of doubt. Enjoy the game. Support our team. That's all we can do. So with that, let's end this podcast and we'll meet some other day. Bye, and don't jump to conclusion, friends.